Hi, this is a dictation for Colita Taylor, C-O-L-E-T, like Tom, T like Tom, A. Last name is Taylor, T like Tom, A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth is 11-10-1961. Date of accident, 2-17-2023. Date of visit is 5-16-2023. The patient presents herself as a second visit today. She was initially seen on 4-24. Her accident reported was on 2-17-2023. Where she was a restaurant driver and was involved in a 25-car pileup on an icy freeway exit, and it resulted in her hitting a car in front and being hit by a car in the from the behind. Impact caused her headaches, memory loss, headaches, as well as nausea and symptoms of anxiety, difficulty sleeping, and also pain in the neck, lower back, left shoulder, right knee, as well as radiation to the right leg, front and back, off and on. And not affecting the toes. But there was no radiation to the upper arms. Her MRIs that were brought by her were positive for the cervical and traumatic injury to the lumbar spine with involvement of L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 disc bulging with spinal cord stenosis overall throughout, as well as L5 nerve root compression and severe neural foramen stenosis, resulting in her having a difficult time managing her life, too much pain, too much inability to do any ADLs. And she's on attended care. She is not able to walk. She, in addition, she suffers from COPD and asthma, and she's unable to walk around a lot or exert a lot, and she's on room air continuously. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. At this time, she reports that her pains are continuing the same way with no changes at all. And physical therapy is now 3 times per week for last 2 weeks. And because of the forgetfulness and loss of memory, she was requesting further treatment and help. She has a urine incontinence for last 4 days, which could possibly be related to the L5 nerve root compression, but we are not sure. She does suffer from COPD, diabetes mellitus type 2, and hypertension, for which she is being treated. She reports that she never has any apnea as of yet. Overall, the pains are 10. And ADLs are reported affected are 10, as follows: general activity, mood and walking ability, work, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10, relationship with other people are affected 9, 40 to 50% relief has been obtained by the current pain management protocol, and therapy is helping her. System review is from the chart, including the additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 150 over 101, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 98 on room, on 2 liter oxygen that she's on. The physical examination is a paste and copy from previous visit of 4-24-2023. The dictation number is 0425-070. We should include general review as well as musculoskeleton and musculature examination and extremities examination. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to provide Norco 10 over 325 once daily, 10 tablets for 10 days for pain relief. In addition, patient will is continuing physical therapy 3 times per week for the entire spine, cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and the left shoulder. And she stays disabled, housework replacement, and attended care for 4 hours, as well as transportation. Case management has been also been ordered for her. So far, the patient is stable, and she has been informed about her MRI findings, which have been discussed to her, and she wants to get an injection as soon as possible to her lumbar spine, especially due to the incontinence that is going on and the severe pain that she has. And that will be done as soon as possible. Thank you.